I gotta be honest, it feels like a Wednesday, which makes it even better to tell you that in reality, it is Friday. Welcome, everybody. The John DiBella Show Daily Podcast is here for this Friday, February 22nd, 2022. Deuces are wild, and so are we, as we packed a ton of comedy into the show today. Had two comedians on the show, that helps, because there's only so much us three amateurs can provide you. But yeah, we had a great time on the show today. A lot of fun stuff was covered. We started out with Nike's woes after a blowout on the court and a blow up on your smartphone if you invested in their new sneakers. There's a new app out there for fans of Jussie Smollett. We talked about that before paying our respects to Peter Tork of the Monkees. Steve's going to the big Stadium Series game at the Link tomorrow between the Flyers and the Penguins. And comedians Chuck Nice, a Philly boy, and Rich Voss, a Jersey boy, both entered the studio today for a rousing chat. The first dealing mostly with the fake hate crime that everybody's talking about this week, and the second involving pretty much Rich just insulting everybody in sight. So here we go. Hope you dig it. Have a great weekend. Until Monday, it's a Daily Podcast.
Sunday Bloody Sunday from you two, but Wednesday Bloody Wednesday for Nike. I cannot believe, because yes, you were the first one who said it to me, that after what happened to Zion Williamson, is that his last name?
Yeah.
All right. And I hadn't seen the pictures until last night, right? And the whole bottom of the shoe came off.
Yep, pretty insane.
All right?
Exploded.
They're gonna fire that child in China. You know.
Feel bad for that kid.
That kid is getting fired in no
time. Everybody has a bad work day.
So
give him a break.
But their stock dropped. But the whole market dropped yesterday. So I don't know how much it was affected by that one story.
It's a good day to buy. Talk about an artificial drop. Everyone's gonna forget about this by next week.
Although I cannot believe, you know, with the rivalry between those two schools and all of those people at that arena, and 30 seconds into the game, the main reason why the game was taken out.
Barack Obama was in the crowd.
Was he really?
Yes.
Tickets on secondary markets were selling for $2,000 plus.
It was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
And to make matters worse, right, the app for Nike's self-tying sneakers, you're an idiot if you need this, is failing.
It all happened
the same day.
That's why it dropped. People, it wasn't just the blowout.
People are sitting there and they're hitting their app to tie their shoes.
Oh, God.
Right? You know, really? I mean, you mean to tell me you are that friggin' lazy?
It's the future, John. Embrace it.
I'm sorry.
No flying cars, but our shoes tie themselves.
If I can't get the Michael J. Fox ones that tie themselves just because I put my feet into them, I don't want to use an app.
That's right.
If I'm going to be that lazy, I want to be lazied out completely.
Right.
But in all honesty, ever since they put it out, it hasn't been problem free. And every time they do an update, something else goes wrong with it. So, and what are these? The $350, $350 for a pair of sneakers, so you don't have to tie your shoes,
and you need a $1,000 smartphone on top of it.
Right. I got a great way to not tie your sneakers.
Velcro?
No, loafers.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
All right. Other than one passing comment, we really haven't said much about Jussie Smollett. I'll start off by saying my guess is in the future, Jussie is not going to be a popular baby name.
It's going to be a popular verb, though. Don't Jussie me.
Don't Jussie me.
It never happened. It didn't happen.
It's already in the Urban Dictionary.
I know. I saw that. It's wonderful.
What a moron.
It's wonderful.
Right? And
he did this for salary. He wanted a more salary for... What was
20 grand an episode isn't too much money, John.
No.
All right?
I would like 20 grand an episode for this show.
You know what?
20 episodes
You'd like 20 grand a year for this show.
Seriously.
Truth bomb.
Joe Bell, let's have a sit down.
but if you think about it, all right, look, as an actor, there's no guarantee as to how much more work we'll get in the future after this show, right? So, 20 grand a show, if he does it for a couple of years, we're only talking about, $200,000 or $300,000. You cannot sustain the rest of your life off of that.
Right.
So
it's still stupid money.
Sure.
And you're on a hit show, you're going to get work.
If they do 20 episodes a season, it's, what is it, 300
something
grand?
Almost half a grand.
Right?
Yeah. 400 grand.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's as stupid as... And wait, let me get this straight. The two guys that he paid to supposedly mug him...
Yeah, the Nigerian brothers.
Okay. He gave them a check.
He wrote them a check. It's like a Coen Brothers movie.
Right. Right. What did what did they put in the memo?
World's worst fake hate crime.
Mugging supplies.
Mugging supplies. You know, well, there
I like that the MAGA hat wasn't even a MAGA hat. It was just a red nondescript hat from a hardware store.
Oh, God. Oh,
just
God.
Write it in. In Sharpie.
Oh, God. I mean, that just... It's just the
It's insane.
The level of stupid on this is truly insane.
He's still working, too, this week.
Right. It, which is absurd. It
They're
could
still
be
filming.
A Thin the Herd story, the way it's worked out. Like, all the different things we're finding out now.
Could be a month's worth of Thin the Herds.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, it could
with the
be.
Developments.
It could be. But you know what? Nowadays, there's an app for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed, folks.
Are you unhappy with the salary you're getting at work? Well, then you need the new Beatdown app. Just download the free app to your phone and tap to open. Beatdown automatically knows your location and can arrange your beatdown within minutes. Just tap the screen to select the level of beating you want. Push to the ground, slaps to the face, or a boot to the head and a rope around your neck. And the best part is, Beatdown really works.
After Beatdown, I got promoted to manager of waste control.
I used Beatdown. Now I own the whole company.
And Beatdown will capture all the footage of the attack right in the app. When you're done, just tap the screen to file your police report instantly. So don't spend years toiling away at your job. Get the attention you think you deserve and increase the money you get. Get a Beatdown, just like Jussie Smollett.
Service not available in Chicago.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
Guys, I'm sorry. The adults are going to have to talk here for a
moment.
Right.
All right. Have fun.
We got sad news. I'm not sure if you heard it, Cindy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peter Tork from the Monkees died yesterday.
That is sad.
It is.
Which one is he? Because I have them all in my head, but I couldn't.
He's the red-assed one.
Oh, I love that guy. Really? Oh, no, I'm sad.
He's the one with the sort of bowl haircut.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. He was actually.
Oh, God. He's like the monkey in my millennial brain.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Not Mike Nesmith, you know, or AKA Wool Hat.
Right?
All right. That was his nickname on the show. That's what they called him, Will Hat.
He was in Fat Albert later in life.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Right, and pulled it on down over his face. But no, he had tongue cancer at one time.
Oh, God.
And then basically the cancer was growing from, it became tongue cancer, and then he had cancer in his head, and he had cancer in his neck.
Cool.
And he was counting on going out on this tour, right? You know,
wow.
I can't imagine with tongue cancer, how do you sing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but all I can remember, Cindy, how much do you remember of being a Monkees fan when the show was on TV?
I loved the Monkees.
So did I. I mean, I remember I forget what they called it, but by the time the Monkees were on TV, I was going to public school. I started out in Catholic school and I went to public school. Mm-hmm. So once a week we would have to go to, you know, not catechism, but some sort of, you know, religious class.
Yeah.
And it was always in the evening. And I would rush home because, you know, and luckily the church was only two blocks from my house. Mm-hmm. And I would rush home because the Monkees were coming on.
Oh, wow.
You know,
wow.
So it was like, oh, God. It was a fun time. And they were a fun band.
It's classic Americana.
And we didn't know anything about, you know, the fact that most of them weren't musicians.
That it was a boy band?
Well, Peter Tork was the only one in the band who originally was a musician.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he was part of the New York City folk scene and ended up being, you know.
So he didn't need lessons
like everybody else did, right? You know, Mickey Rourke before that, what was it? He was Circus Boy.
Mickey Dolenz.
I was going to say, wow.
Mickey Rourke.
What? This was expensive.
Yeah, that's a reason to go to the song.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent breed is people.
You damn dirty ape.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
Chuck Nice is going to be here. Comedian Chuck Nice will be joining us from at 7:40. Chuck, of course, from Philadelphia.
Sure.
Now living on. Is he still doing that show with
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Neil deGrasse
Star Talk, it's called.
Star
yes.
Talk, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the one time Chuck came in here and Tina, our girl who sits at the front door.
Desk, right. Oh, that was funny as hell.
Did she think he was Method Man?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Method Man?
Oh, my God. It slayed him. He didn't even do material. He just riffed on that for 10 minutes.
That's it. Wow. Oh, God. No, I'm Jussie Smollett. By the way, I mentioned before, Steve is going to the, what do you call this? This is a stadium class.
Stadium series.
Stadium series, not Winter Classic.
One of the stadium series games,
Right. And you don't care that it's going to rain because you're going to be smashed. All right.
Kristen can drive home.
I'm concerned about what he's going to be like on Tuesday, to tell you the truth.
Why is that?
Well, according to new research, when your favorite team wins, mm-hmm. it boosts your confidence for two whole days. My confidence is not high in the Flyers winning this game.
Oh, I think the Flyers stink, so.
All right.
I'll be fine Tuesday. Don't worry about it.
We know why you're getting sloshed.
Well, yeah.
You've got to go and prepare.
You're not going to watch bad hockey.
You're going for overpriced beer.
I'm not going to drink in the game. I'm going to drink before the game.
Oh, I see.
Come on, man. All right. Yeah, listen, I'm like Dave. Cheap.
Damn right. We covered what you make earlier in the show.
Right. You want that Jussie Smollett 20,000.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at the Valley Forge Casino, the vault at the Valley Forge Casino. You can get tickets through vfcasino.com. One show tonight because the first show is sold out. The second one, there's still tickets available for the 10 o'clock show. Ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia's own Chuck Nice is here.
How are you, John?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I am great. It's always great to be in Philadelphia. Somebody held the door for me while I was getting a Starbucks. I was just like, where am I? Because, you know, I'm in New York. I mean, it's like old ladies trip you to get into a Starbucks, you know? It's crazy.
Now let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Are you still doing the Stargazer?
Star Talk.
Star Talk with Neil deGrasse
Tyson. With Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. Right. Well, does he get mad if you don't throw the doctor in there?
No, I like to call him Dr. Tyson because, you know, when
My wife is addicted to the show. She watches it all the time.
Don't say addicted and never mind.
Okay.
I see where that went.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great show. He's a great guy. There's issues at right now because, you know, we live in a very sensitive time when it comes to, and rightfully so, we live in a time of hashtag Me Too. And and so, you know, he's dealing with some unfortunate, I guess you would call them allegations because they're not. Basically, he moved somebody's dress strap to look at a tattoo of Pluto on their shoulder.
Oh, my God.
No, that's the charge, dude. Yeah. I'm not lying.
You didn't know that, John?
Did you not know that? No, I didn't know that part of it.
Yes. Yeah. That's like one of the charges against him. Okay? And I'm like, why would you get a tattoo of a planet on your shoulder if you don't want people to actually see it, you know? And so, like, this is the deal. But, you know, it's about we have to respect people's personal space and whatever.
Being a guy in TV, right? Were you making Jussie Smollett money?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I was making $1 million an episode. You know, this is part of the problem, I got to tell you. If you ever go to Hollywood and hang out for any length of time, I think the real problem here is the discrimination that television people experience at the hands of film people. Because that is what happens in Hollywood. TV people are looked down upon like they're trash.
Right, I know.
And, like, you know, it's local news,
like it's
as opposed to CNN.
Exactly. Yeah. And so you end up walking around feeling like you're a nobody and you're famous.
Right.
And you're also not making the money that these other people are making. Mm-hmm. And so you go out and you're just like, I'm going to buy a Tesla. Oh, yeah. I'm going to drive around the hills in a Tesla. And then a guy pulls up to you in the DeLorean from Back to the Future and it's actually flying, you know, and you're just like, oh God, my life is crap. I'm a failure. And that's a big deal in Hollywood. So I think a lot of this, I don't know. I mean, he's disturbed if what he did is the case, which it seems like it is.
Yeah. That's a strange way to celebrate Black History Month.
I got to tell you. You know, honestly, right now, Dr. King is just like, I do believe you're a dumbass. I had a dream. that you had intelligence? Because you are stupid if that's what you do. You hired two dudes from Nigeria to beat you up? Like, you know what I mean?
A country known for scams.
A country known for scams.
We've been getting their emails for decades.
Maybe they reported it.
Like, they probably, you know what? They probably did. They probably just like, you know, dearest police sir. I have information about a crime that you would be very interested in, like, you know, and then it ends up being them. It's like ridiculous that you would do this. Like, and I think Bill Maher said, you hired extras from your own TV show. Everybody knows you don't give extras lines. What is your problem? Here's what's funny. I ran into Chris Rock at the comedy club night before last, right? He's like, yo, what's up, Chuck? I was like, hey, man. He says, you going to be on TV in the next day or so? I was like, I don't think so. He goes, because you know they're going to ask you about Jussie. And then he went, man, I am so mad I am not hosting the Oscars this year. Jussie Smollett better be so glad that I am not hosting the Oscars this year. I would go in so hard on that brother. Like, you know, he's... You're famous now, Jussie.
Yeah.
Thought you could do something different because you put a U in, instead of an E in your name.
Seriously. His mom should be hit for a hate crime.
Yeah, I was saying this morning, that name is right off the baby list name now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, nobody's naming their kid Jussie.
Jussie,
it's like two names that you're not. Hitler, Jussie. Hi, this is baby Hitler.
Didn't we have a guy a couple of years ago?
We did. I think it was from like Shamokin or somewhere.
Yeah,
kind of local.
Area.
Adolf Hitler Jr.
Adolf Hitler Jones. It sounds like the newest black exploitation film. Adolf Hitler Jones. Making white supremacists pay with irony.
There you go. Nice, the hi-hat. You need the hi-hat.
There you go. Yeah. He was born a middle-class black man, raised in a prep school where he learned the anger of racism and how to strike fear in every white man with a Steen on his last name. He's Adolf Hitler Jones, scaring the hell out of white people with irony.
Picturing an Aryan with like a Jerry curl.
Exactly.
Great movie poster.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Oh man,
we can give you that bed for the show. Yeah, you can expand
give
that.
Give me that walkout music.
Exactly. Like you play that, I walk out. They're like, oh my god, it's Adolf Hitler Jones.
Did you hear it? Speaking of blaxploitation films,
yeah,
they're making a third Shaft movie.
No.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, yeah. And
what is it called? Shafted?
And Richard Roundtree and Samuel L. Jackson are in it. And who's the new guy, Steve?
I gotta find it. I forget.
It was supposed to be Jussie Smollett, but I think he lost the role.
They're all Shaft. It's Shaft Senior, Shaft Junior, and Shaft Third.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
Coming to theaters near you. Baby Shaft.
What is new in your life? What else is going on other than, you know, talking Jussie Smollett?
Exactly. You know, I'm doing a lot more comedy, which is great. I'm recording a comedy album, which is the reason why I'm back out on the, not on the road, but just touring again as much as I can. And believe it or not, this is going to be so boring very quickly. I am putting together the first Global Digital Youth Climate Summit that will happen on YouTube.
Okay.
And it's basically designed to take the issue to where young people live, which is social media. And it's a really cool project that I conceived. And I was like, somebody should do this. And I kept bringing it to people saying, somebody should do this. And then finally, I was like, I got to do it.
This is what happens when you hang out with Neil.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. And we were laughing and having such a good time. Yeah. And then you hit the geek button. I was just like, okay, so this is what I am doing.
You brought up YouTube and you mentioned how movie actors look at TV actors. How do you look at YouTube actors?
Here's what I don't look at them. I look at their bank account and I cry.
Yep.
That's what I do because I know a lot of creators. And so everybody now went, my son said to me, okay, so dad, I want to be a YouTuber. And I went, you want to be homeless? What do you want to do? What are you talking about? He's like, no, dude, I'm going to be a YouTuber. So then I was like, okay, son, first of all, that you have to have talent if you want to be in front of a camera, okay? Have talent first. And then I started working for YouTube, and I found out what these people are making.
Yeah.
And the endorsements that they're getting.
Yeah.
And I came home and I slapped the camera down. I was like, you start talking to that camera. You start talking to that camera right now, boy.
But some of them have no clue, in regards to life and circumstances that happen beyond what they're doing on YouTube. There was a girl last week. I don't know if you saw this, right? You know, she's one of these internet influencers, and she took a chair. It was Chicago, wasn't it?
It was Toronto.
Yes, okay. She took a chair. Or she took a chair and threw it off the balcony of a 45. She was on the 45th floor of a building.
Oh, my
threw
God.
It off of the balcony onto a street with moving traffic.
Yeah, oh, my God.
And then put the whole thing up on YouTube. You know?
And then at the end, two black guys came out and beat up the chair. Right? What an, talk about another idiot. You know?
Yeah, yeah, but you know, and then, you know, the Mounties show up at our house.
Do horses go that high?
They came up the stairs.
Oh, that's incredible.
You had like two very tired horses on the 45th floor.
They
panting.
Grow good ones.
Can you imagine getting in the elevator and, you know, it's like, next one.
Right, there it is.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Well, Jen, I was about to
say
kind of can't blame him.
Come see Jesse Smollett. Listen, people, we got an exclusive. Jesse Smollett tonight at Valley Forge Casino and Resort.
Free red hats.
That's right. The MAGA hat didn't even have MAGA on it.
Right.
It was just a red hat.
And a clothesline noose.
Right. Oh, my God. So Chuck Nice, who looks nothing like Jesse Smollett, is appearing for two shows tonight. First one sold out. Second show's at 10 o'clock at the Vault, Valley Forge Casino. Tickets are available through vfcasino.com. It is great to see you.
Hey, man, it's great to see you. Thanks for having me.
And look, next time, don't call at the last minute.
You know what? Here's the thing. So my mom died. I don't get to Philadelphia as much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, you remember the last time I was here?
Yeah,
because she had cancer. But anyway, she died. Unfortunately, God rest her. And so I don't get down here as much. But whenever I'm down here, if you guys don't mind me just stopping in, even if I have nothing to promote, I just love coming in here and being with you guys.
No. We love having you here.
And, fantastic.
And the next time we'll have a couple of black guys to be drafted.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MG. Okay.
Joining us once again, that ball of happiness known as Rich Voss.
What do you want me to do? Backflips? I'm stuck between, you know, two Dr. Seuss characters. Thing one and thing two. We got this creepy guy just sitting on the windowsill with his eyes wide. Like
Napoleon Dynamite
over
there?
Look at his eyes. Like either he's on meth or somebody in his family slept with owls. Okay?
He does go to temple.
I know. Look at his like a big MRI eyes. Take a look. See if I have a spot on my lung. But, okay. Usually when I come in here, there's a nice young lady working here. Not a Me Too thing. It's just you mix it up. But now.
She's moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy, the pigment, like he lives in a fallout shelter. Get some sun.
I kind of do.
Get some
I'm the
sun.
Prepper.
Holy.
The prepper of the show.
When people talk about white people, you're the guy. My goodness. I use you in my house as a nightlight. Honey, I got to go to the bathroom. Get up.
Speaking of Bonnie,
what's that?
All right. Well, the last time Bonnie was in, and maybe I treaded on some you know sacred ground. I'm not sure. But your wife Bonnie, who's
we're also, separated.
No, you're not really.
I'm just practicing.
Yeah, okay. I said something to the effect of, I said, you know, ladies and gentlemen, a woman who's, destined for sainthood because, you know, she's married to Rich Voss. And it was like I turned her off. And it's like, you know, does the mere mention of your name turn your wife off?
No, my wife sticks up for me. Because I'm her bread ticket. Is that what they call it? That's not what it's called.
Breadwinner.
Breadwinner. Yeah. All right. Sorry. Let him correct me, not you. Who do you think you are? Okay. My God, we didn't address you. Now, Bonnie, my wife's brilliant. Great director. She just directed a roast in Arizona for some hockey, some famous hockey player. Uh-huh. We're going to make another movie. She directed my roast, VossRoast.com. If you want to see the best roast ever.
Well, tell people, because I've seen parts of it. Tell people the amount of people who showed up to roast him.
Yeah. It's huge. It was Murderer's Row. It was Florentine, Norton, Bobby Kelly, Colin Quinn, Big J. Okerson, DeRosa, Judy Gold, Bonnie hosted it. Mm-hmm. It's the best roast. Hey, look out the window and tell me what's going on in Trenton. okay? Big Hubble telescope eyes. This roast is... I'm so mean. I'm sorry. Look, I don't want you to do anything weird, you know. Voss Roast, it's amazing. And my wife's just... She's a brilliant comic director, everything. So it's great to be married and live with someone who's so creative. You know, one... It, you know, what brings us really together is when we could both find the same comic we hate and trash that person together. You know what I mean? And so it's good to have someone like that. You can't sit with a dentist and go, oh, did you hear what's his name doing his Asian mom? You know, and get along with that person. But you could do it as a comic. No one in particular. I'm just using examples.
Right. Because that doesn't sound anything like Joe Coy's act.
No, I don't even know his act. The guy's famous. I'm not going to attack him. I'm not a dummy. I just use that as an example.
And now I've got another question for you.
What?
Being the golfer that you are, and I brought this up to these guys, and you know, I don't play golf, but I found this wrong. What's his name? Matt Kuchar. Matt Kuchar.
Yeah. I thought that was ridiculous. To me, my opinion, the fact that he... That, you know, people...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
with the caddy?
I mean, he ended up giving the caddy $50,000, but in my opinion, that's too late.
Right,
from the beginning. Look, he's worth $46 million. Everybody goes, what a great guy. And it's like you go into a country, you know, where...
They're in Mexico. They're playing golf in Mexico.
The guy has no money, and he makes a deal $5,000. Look, people, you know, take, for instance, these people from Honduras. They grow up with nothing, in poverty, no medicine, no schooling, just complete, you know, the worst life. And they finally get to this country and they get tear gassed. I mean, it's hard. I mean, on the bright side, look how many steps they got in. You know what I mean? I mean, I try to get 10,000 steps a day and I have sneakers. So what I'm saying is you can't take advantage of third world people. A guy like that wins and knows when you win, you're supposed to give 10%.
Right.
I don't care if you're in wherever. Your caddy's your caddy that day, and they should get paid.
Yeah, I mean, if it would have been his caddy would have made $129,000.
Yeah,
he offered this guy $1,000 if he just made the cut, and then slowly worked his way up to
five.
So, well, worked his way up to four, and then threw in another $1,000.
Oh, what a high roller!
Right. And the caddy said, "No, I want $50." He goes, "No, here's what you're getting." And he gave him five. Right, and he had to be embarrassed into giving him the rest of the money.
It just makes he's worth $46 million. I mean. When's enough in life for people? You know, if you offer me $3 million to quit comedy, I'm done. I'm done. Okay? I've been doing comedy to fill an empty void throughout my life. And now with Amazon, I don't need it anymore. I'm one click away from happy. Do you know, I'll go on the road and I'll sit in my hotel room, I order something.
Right.
And, you know, it gives me something to look forward to when I get home. Like my wife, I was in St. Louis and my wife called and she's, you know, complaining about this. The oven door broke, the door, everything. And all I'm thinking is, did I get a package? Oh, your grandmother died. That's horrible. I ordered boots. So you see what I'm saying? You offer me three to five million. I'm done. I'm just getting a small RV. I'll Skype my family, but I'm going to go play golf around the country. You know, hey, how's it going? I'm in Wyoming or wherever, you know, and, when's enough enough in life?
Yeah, you know what? I have to agree with you. If anybody, if you want me off the radio, 3 to 5, all right, 3 to 5 million, I'm gone.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me 8 million and I'll give John 3. And we'll both quit together. Listen, I'm already mentally retired. I'm just not financially. Right. You know what I mean? So. It's so weird, too, as you get older. And I'm not just saying, but on stage, I'm the funniest I've ever been in life. Because I've been doing this forever.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and you learn, you find your voice and how, you know. And the older you get, it's harder to get work. I mean, I work all the time. Don't get me wrong. But you know what I mean? Like, you can age out in any business.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And
you didn't think about that as an entertainer, you know. But listen, some young kid comes in and audiences are younger in places and stuff, you know, and they look at me and they go, ugh, what's my uncle doing up there? You know what I mean? But I don't fail on stage. Like, last night, it was so great. The crowd was great. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Was Napoleon Dynamite in the audience? Or?
No, because if I would have saw those monster eyes, I would have said something.
He was watching the show from his dorm room, though.
I know. I know. Kids used to burn ants with magnifying glasses. He would just look at them, and they would fizzle.
Have you ever gotten this much attention on this show?
No, I think it's because I'm not wearing glasses anymore.
He
sees the full effect.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that voice. What? To be singing with a barbershop. Anyhow, no, I mean, I work constantly, and I love my career. I really do. Where we're at, you know, with the roast. I just shot an hour special at a NA convention. It's a big convention of people in recovery.
Okay.
And I celebrated 33 years clean and sober yesterday.
Wow, 33 congratulations.
Years. Thank you. I did it for you. And to build our nest egg in life as we both just sit looking at the water drooling going, what happened? When did it all go wrong? And but I had 30, so I did this hour special. And we just finished editing, and it couldn't look any better.
It couldn't.
No, yeah, I could. I could always look better. I could always look better. Well, okay, look who has to laugh to keep their job. Shut up.
Rich Voss is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 at Helium Comedy Club. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Folks, go to vossroast.com if you want to see the best roast.
All right. Now, it really is. It's really good.
Oh, next month, since we already plugged Helium.
Right.
Next month, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
We're giving away tickets for it.
We gave away tickets all week.
Have you?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys talk about it.
Yeah, okay. We're going to have Bobby Kelly in.
Bobby's coming in.
So grease the door to get him to.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.